With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. With harvest season fast approaching, it's a step in the right direction after a judge's ruling removes some emergency farm worker housing rules, seen by many in the industry as unworkable. Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says these rules need to change as our knowledge changes.
So these are emergency rules. So they're based on the emergent need to deal with COVID, but we already know that vaccinations are happening and that whatever the science around COVID, I guess you'd say, has changed back and forth. You know, do you need one mask, two masks, no mask, 6 feet, 3 feet, no feet between people and all of those things.
That's why Stuhlmiller says the Department of Health needs to catch up.
So we've argued all along that the department needs to get into step with things happening, including if everybody gets vaccinated, now what do you do for the temporary worker housing? And there's no provision of that. So they're not thinking ahead.
And once everything is considered, Stuhlmiller says, it's all really just common sense.
So we're hoping, and that's what we're expressing in our comments for this new round of the emergency rules, that they will take, one, the judge's rebuff that you got to give a public process, you got to not have unworkable rules, and think about what helps the industry as well as farm workers. It's not an either or. Right. Both have to be dealt with to make these work.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the changes made and some potential changes yet to come for the farm worker emergency housing rules. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report. For more, go to aginfo.net.